2166. Silent Sam. That's what they called him. Hi, this is Larry West. Sam Carter was his name, an intelligent fellow. I mean, he had even earned his Ph.D. His wife had died. Sam took it rather hard. In fact, very hard. He began living the life of a recluse. Following the death of his wife, Sam lived alone, worked alone, cooked his own meals, and if he did any talking at all, it was to himself. Silent Sam. That's what the townsfolk called him. Too bad, people would say. But what can you do with a man like that? Well, something happened to help him. And just in case you're standing in Sam's shoes today, maybe you'd like to tune in on this. Something happened to pull Sam right out of his shell. Susan Richards was a teacher at the college in town, and she passed by Sam's house every day. She always had a cheery smile and a warm greeting. You know, good morning, Sam. Hope you're doing well. Sam, though, never managed to get out more than a short morning or thank you. It was about 8:30 one summer evening that Susan was returning home from orchestra practice. You see, she played the violin. She was rather good at it. As she was passing Sam's house that night, she heard music. She was startled. In fact, it was coming from inside Sam's living room. Apparently, Sam was playing the piano. And it just wasn't ordinary playing either. It was good. Very good. In fact, it was the work of an artist. Sam was playing snatches from Brahms' great Second Concerto in B-flat, a challenge for even the very best of musicians. Well, Susan couldn't believe her ears. She stopped for a while out there on the sidewalk and just listened. Then, on impulse, she took her violin out of the case, tuned it softly, then opened the gate to the picket fence that surrounded his front yard, walked up and onto the porch, and began to play with Sam. Sam, inside, was startled when he heard the harmonious violin music coming from his front porch. He missed a phrase or two, smiled, and then moved right along, playing the piece as it should have been played. They continued on to a rousing finish. Did I say finish? Really, that was the beginning. The beginning of a new life for Sam and for Susan. You see, to use an old phrase, they found out they could make beautiful music together throughout the rest of their lives. I told you a moment ago that Sam had his Ph.D. I didn't tell you what he had it in. You see, Sam was not only a fine musician, but Sam was an expert linguist. It turned out that Sam and Susan ended up giving a concert in the school auditorium. At the close, the audience exploded. Their applause sounded like thunder. When it finally died away at long length, Jim Clayton, the chairman of the school board, jumped up onto the stage and announced that their search for a man to head the modern language department was over. He was announcing that Dr. Samuel Carter was accepting the job. And it was later that same evening that Susan accepted something herself, a proposal made from an eloquent musician-linguist, a fellow the townspeople had long called Silent Sam. Now, maybe you're not an accomplished musician or an expert linguist, and maybe it will never be yours to encounter such a romantic escape from a secluded life. But through this story, I want you to think about something today. That is, in case you're needing to escape yourself from an isolated life. There is something that you are, something you can do that can help you get out of yourself, that you might begin living again. I don't know, maybe like Sam, you've lost your wife, your husband, and now you find yourself constantly behind closed doors, pulled drapes, always alone, and you're wondering what life has to offer you anymore. Think about this. Loneliness is not really a matter of isolation so much as it is insulation. You know, lonely people build walls around themselves. They really do. And then they complain of their loneliness. If you're going to shut the door, shut it behind you. Outside. Get out of your shell. Walk across the street, down the block, down the corridor, across to another apartment. Go somewhere and get into the life of someone else. The cure for loneliness is a person. And by the way, the greatest person to get involved with is the person of Jesus Christ. When you get involved with Jesus, you get involved with people. And believe me, you get involved. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.